Welcome to Letter from the Capitol, a weekly podcast covering national security, economic, and cultural issues.
Greetings, I'm John Wallstetter, your host. Welcome to my Letter from the Capitol podcast. Today we will discuss Palestinians say no again. President Obama hears three no's yet again. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas reportedly told President Obama no to Jewish Israel, abandoning right of return and end of conflict. In doing so, Abbas echoed 1967's infamous, though conveniently ignored by pro-Palestinian elements, three no's of Khartoum, proclaimed by the Arabs after the Six-Day War. No peace with Israel, no recognition of Israel, no negotiations with it. In the same spirit was a recent anti-Israel hate fest in Gaza City with 1 million Palestinians venting their total rejection of Israel. This is constantly echoed by the Palestinian leadership's repeated rebuffs to Obamacare, despite the latter leaning harder on Israel. The Palestinians claim a right of return for refugees of the 1948 war, started by the Arabs with Palestinian leadership support, and their descendants, alone among world refugee populations. Of the 5 million claiming refugee status, only 30,000 are original 1948 refugees. More context is given by David Goldman's superb PJM review of the historical facts surrounding the Palestinian existential challenge to a Jewish state. Their worry points out some 700,000 Jews expelled from Muslim countries where they lived in many cases for more than 1,000 years before the advent of Islam, most of them absorbed into a new state of Israel with a territory the size of New Jersey. 700,000 or so Arabs left Israel's Jewish sector during the 1948 war, most at the behest of their leaders, very few, however, being absorbed in Muslim lands surrounding Israel. Instead, they were gathered in camps and kept as a human battering ram against Israel. Goldman notes that there were 10 million Germans who had lived for generations in what is now Russia, Poland, and the Czech Republic. They were driven out at the end of World War II with more than 500,000 dying. Imagine, he continues, that Germany had kept these 10 million people in camps for 70 years and they now had 40 million descendants, and that Germany demanded, on pain of war, restitution of everything at that point, including lost territories. That's what the Palestinians are doing. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ambassador to the U.S., Ron Dermer, explains why recognition, not right of return, is the core issue. He says, quote, "The half of the Palestinian polity that is not openly dedicated to Israel's destruction is unwilling to recognize Israel as the Jewish state. For those of you who think that this has anything to do with the refugee issue, you are wrong. In 1947, there wasn't a single refugee, and the Palestinian and the Arab world was not willing to recognize a nation-state for the Jewish people. That is the core issue. The core issue." A Palestinian polling group, the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research, took a March 20-22, 2014 poll, and it showed the following. A majority of Palestinians support a two-state solution, but 62% reject recognizing Israel as a Jewish state. Further, by a 77-21 margin, respondents rejected allowing Jewish settlers to live under Palestinian rule on the West Bank. In essence, what the Palestinians support is the very policy pursued by the Nazis, that of Judenrein, no Jews. The Palestinians also aim to launch a diplomatic intifada if Israel resists their positions in the talk, intifada meaning shaking off. This is a flagrant violation of the 1993 Oslo Accords, which require that negotiations between the two parties to the conflict resolve all issues, and when predictably Israel does not cave and the talks fail, President Obama is ready to blame Israel. Shoshana Bryan notes that Palestinian Authority chief negotiator Saab Erekat insists that no deal change, quote, my narrative, unquote, Ericot's narrative is the historical fiction that the Palestinians are descended from Canaanites and hence were in the Holy Land first. An article in Mosaic magazine titled Israel's Big Mistake discusses what Israelis no longer call the peace process, but instead the political process. Israelis have given up hope for genuine peace. The original meaning of the Hebrew word shalom is not merely the absence of fighting, but recognition and consequent peaceful cooperation. Second, Israel isn't today what former Prime Minister Ehud Barak, who made two enormously generous offers during his tenure, both spurned by the Palestinians, called the Jewish state, a villa in the jungle. Third, the Egypt 1979 and Jordan 1994 peace treaties were cold treaties, no more than a reluctant acknowledgement of Israel's existence, never warming it to cooperative intercourse between the Arabs and Israel as a Jewish state. Embracing Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Liberation Organization, now the Palestinian Authority under Mahmoud Abbas, proved catastrophic via Syria-Israel land for peace concessions that shrunk Israel's territory without gaining peace. Five Arabs, even inside Israel, resolutely opposed compromise despite its potential for spurring Arab economic development. The Mosaic article cites the light rail system in Jerusalem, which opened in 2011 and runs between Jewish and Arab sections of the Old City, part of Jerusalem, as an example of the kind of cooperation that could blossom eventually into real peace, a sentiment similar to that in a Wall Street Journal article that notices a possible Kosovo-Cyprus future for the parties. In other words, one where there isn't a formal settlement, but things are managed in the meantime. But such an example reflects a low-visibility, bottom-up bargain between the parties, not the high-visibility, top-down diplomatic bargain that has obsessed Western elites since the 1993 Oslo Accords. Bottom line, what is it about no that our president does not, or perhaps declines to, understand? Put simply, accepting empirical reality undermines core ideological beliefs and the bedrock foreign policy philosophy of Obama and his advisors, echoed by most Europeans and exploited by anti-Semitic international bodies like the United Nations. Moreover, contra Obamacare, there are such things as irreconcilable conflicts. Israel v. Palestinians is one of them, at least for this foreseeable future. What little glimmer of hope there is lies not in mindlessly repetitive diplomatic talks in search of a grand bargain, but a long series of mini-bargains below the radar screen that over time lead to a de facto acceptance by Arabs of a Jewish state. Spare us, then, any more big-push efforts to comprehensively solve this problem. Leave the parties to work things out one micro-step at a time. Alas, the temper of Western sentiment and the global, largely anti-Israel media echo chamber in which leaders around the globe find themselves operating makes abandonment of high-level bargains politically, virtually impossible. For a letter from the Capitol, this is John Wallstetter. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute. Letter from the Capitol is a trademark and copyright of John Wallstetter. Rebroadcasts of this podcast are allowed only with permission of the Discovery Institute. For more information, please visit www.letterfromthecapitol.com or www.discovery.org.